Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
9:41 on Jacksonville's morning news.
This is really an attack on a political opponent. That's all it is. So I'm very honored to be here. Thank you very much.
President Trump speaking as he enters a courthouse in New York City, becoming the first commander-in-chief, former commander-in-chief, to face a criminal trial as his hush money trial in New York City is the first of his four cases to go to a jury. Could be the only one to happen before Election Day. Live, You Decide 2024 team coverage begins with WOKV Samantha Manning in our Washington newsroom. Lay it out for us, Sam. What can we expect?
Yeah, so Rich, the trial begins today with jury selection. And as we just heard, the former president is there and he's required to be present for the trial throughout this process, which could take about 4 days a week while it lasts. And we're looking at a total of potentially 6 to 8 weeks altogether before it wraps up. So it will definitely be consuming a lot of his time over the next month or two. Now, the former president has pleaded not guilty to 34 counts of falsifying business records in this case. It allegedly was part of the effort to keep stories about his sex life, including with adult film actor Stormy Daniels, from emerging during the 2016 campaign. Reports, by the way, that the former president has said were salacious and bogus. And the trial itself, you know, it could result in up to 4 years in prison if he's convicted, though there could be a no jail sentence as well that could come out of this. So, you know, some potential options there that could happen ahead.
Finding a jury is going to be a challenging process, one would anticipate. Walk us through what that process looks like.
Yeah, it's not going to be easy, and it could take days, possibly even a couple of weeks, because of how large the, you know, pool of prospective jurors is that they're dealing with. They need to pick 12 jurors and 6 alternates. Now, lawyers for former President Trump argue that the jury pool in overwhelmingly Democratic Manhattan has been tainted by negative publicity about the former president and about the case, that they had wanted it to be moved elsewhere. But the prosecutors argue that there's absolutely no reason they can't find 12 fair and impartial people. And we're talking about Manhattan, of the population of roughly 1.4 million adult residents there, that they have the potential to be choosing from. Now, both prosecutors and the defense, we can expect them to ask questions like where jurors get their news, if they've ever worked for the Trump Organization, if they've ever attended a Trump rally, and also if they've ever supported groups like the Proud Boys. So we're going to likely be hearing a lot of those kinds of questions when it comes down to determining who will make the decision in this case.
All right, WOKV Samantha Manning, part of our live team coverage. Security beefed up outside Trump Tower in Midtown Manhattan and Lower Manhattan by the courthouse as the criminal trial gets underway.